Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Rob Bresnahan, along with some other Republican representatives in the House, they are asking Speaker Mike Johnson to address the expiration of health care tax credits, the whole thing that's going to cause an explosion in the costs for people getting their health insurance is coming, right? They'd like it to be done, but not until the government reopens. Now, to his credit, Rob Bresnahan, I guess last month, had put forward, I'm trying to find it here, the bipartisan, and I had it, see what happens when
you have 9,000 windows open. This is my life when you're
too
not
many.
Here, especially.
The Bipartisan Premium Tax Credit Extension Act, which would extend these things for another year, just December 31st, okay? I don't know why he's not just saying, let's do this. Right. Let's do this now.
They're closed. He said,
no, they're not closed. They get paid whether he takes his money or not. They're still essential people, even though Mike Johnson has not done anything. And he's not even swearing in the latest member of Congress because she's a Democrat and she'll be the 218th vote to release the Epstein files. But let's just say that they should extend these credits. And he should be asking them to do so right now. What does it matter if it's before or after the government opens? Why not do it? Because you know that is a real painful increase that is coming. If you believe in this Bipartisan Premium Tax Credit Extension Act, why aren't you pushing that and saying, let's vote on this right now? Because honestly, does it matter before or after? First of all, I have a feeling that this is one of those things they signed and they know it's not going anywhere, but then they can say to their constituents, but now is the time.
Right.
Now is the time to do this because we are literally less than 2 weeks away from when people will have to sign up on the insurance marketplace. And now is the time to do it. And there's very little faith for Democrats to think that anyone's going to work with them after the government shutdown ends.
Yeah, like to me, it seems so clear that this is to say to everyone back here, hey, I hear you and we're going to fix this. I just like my hands are tied. I can't, at the same time saying, look, I'm with you guys in the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just going to keep holding a hard line. I think he's just trying to appease everybody. And sadly, it probably will work because most people will just pick their side and go, look what he's doing. It's frustrating, though.
They know exactly what's going to happen, and they didn't care, right? When they did the bill that they call Beautiful, which has been a real stinker, clunker, horrible bill that most people hate. Most people do not like this bill. They could have extended these things. They were told what was going to happen and they didn't care. So the thought that we are supposed to, by the way, if Democrats didn't say, wait a minute, we want you to address this because this is going to hurt Americans. If that didn't happen, would any of these people have been doing anything about this? They've never talked about wanting to do this. They only talked about it when they knew this is going to hurt me. It's not for Rob Bresnahan or for any member of Congress, because they don't have to struggle like you and I to get health insurance, because they've got the best of the best. In fact, I would say if Democrats get control of the House the next election, I think the number one thing they need to do is they need to also make sure that every single member of Congress, every like government federal employee, every one of them gets their insurance on the marketplace. Because that's the only way that we can actually feel like you'd have an idea of what it's like for the rest of us. The cost increases are crazy. And I would hope Democrats would start doing things that actually will help average everyday Americans. Get rid of the stock market trading. That has to be done as well. I would love term limits. Can we get that done too? There's so many things that need to be done. Anyway, so this whole thing about, well, once it reopens, we're going to get to it. Once it reopens, or even if it doesn't reopen, November 1st is when you're going to hear the bell. And the bell is going to be like a gong. And it's going to be very ominous as people look at what they're going to be paying. And it's also going to be late, because people are going to be told what it's going to cost. You can extend them then. What are we expecting? The marketplaces are going to go, all right, here's what we're going to have instead. This, we're way, just way behind the eight ball right now on this whole thing.
And something that's going to start bubbling up even more. All the talk about healthcare is important, but that's happening soon. Now things are starting to compound because of the government being shut down. There's a story today about how they're pushing back LIHEAP. The energy for people, low income help
heat
for people,
energy assistance program. Yes.
So this is a thing where, and it's a very helpful thing. They can come in and help you winterize your home or tune up your heating, and also lower your electric bills and your heating bills in the winter. This is essential for so many people, and now because they're closed, they're pushing it back. So now we have healthcare issues, and we also have people who are going to have significantly higher bills. The good news, Pennsylvania, they can't just shut off your electric in the cold. The bad news is they will still make you pay the balance. So this is what else is going to be affected.
Yeah, it's tough stuff.
SNAP, we're hearing there's all sorts of. And by the way, I have heard the argument. There's a very compelling argument where you go, well, it's called get up and stop being lazy and get a job. And I'll tell you, that's a really good argument till you tell it to a person to their face. And I hope that happens, because I'm not going to say, I'm just saying those kinds of cocky, arrogant, jerk off kind of statements. No offense.
I guess
it's the type of thing. It's like, it's such a good catchphrase, but it's so, it lacks humanity. So I'm just saying there's a lot of real people about to suffer, and I'm not even pointing a finger of blame. I'm just saying we're about to see a lot of bad crap go down, and hopefully they'll be ready to fix it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.